Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Tyler with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, researchers at the University of Queensland have for the first time introduced genetic material into plants via their roots, opening a potential pathway for rapid crop improvement. Professor Bernard Carroll from UQ's School of Chemistry and Molecular Biosciences said nanoparticle technology could help fine-tune plant genes to increase crop yield and improve food quality.
A new father has spoken up about the dangers of wildlife creepy crawlies after his six-year-old son was hospitalised after suffering a rare severe reaction from touching a hairy caterpillar nest. Experts are warning about the dangers after Yaron suddenly collapsed, lost consciousness and began having seizures upon climbing a tree. University of Queensland caterpillar expert Dr. Andrew Walker claims that although this case is a rarity of causing anaphylaxis, parents should be educating their children on the dangers of wildlife.
In national news, the federal government's $10 billion social housing fund has made twice its benchmark rate of return in its first year of operation, bolstering future rounds of grants for social and affordable homes. The first round of grants was approved late last year, although only 12 of the 185 approved projects have yet signed contracts. The coalition has promised to repeal the fund if elected.
An emergency cyclone warning is in place between Pardoo Roadhouse to Wim Creek and inland west of Marble Bar. Severe tropical cyclone Zelia is expected to cross the western Australian coast between De Grey and Wim Creek today. Heavy rain and gale force winds are expected to intensify along the Pilbara coast.
In international news, a Chilean kayaker, Adrian Simancas, has been swallowed and spat out by a humpback whale. Simancas and his father, who were kayaking off the coast of Chile last week, were both uninjured following the incident. The Strait of Magellan, where this occurred, is a major tourist attraction for thrill seekers and known for its seasonal humpback whale population between December and March.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy but with a medium chance of showers in the morning and afternoon. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger today is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.